Already, Kenner. All right. Well, I was happy we won the game. I thought that it was a hard game to win. I thought that, I'll tell you one thing. I liked the play that Buff made to put us in the lead, because it was a difficult game that we had a little bit of difficulty managing. I thought that we did manage it a little bit better in the third. We did get a goal, and it was a little bit better. I thought Pavlik was outstanding in the game, was really, really helped us out in getting that win. And that's it.
Your captain continues to impress.
Yeah.
You see improvement game by game still?
Well, he seems to be, you know. He seems to be doing all the right things. I mean, a question was asked me earlier about him, and he does not only that, he does the stuff on the ice, that he does a lot of things off the ice and in the room. You know, I think that right now our team is certainly driven by him, and it shows, you know, and that doesn't matter whether he scores or doesn't or gets points, but he's a hard-driving guy, and he expects a lot from himself, and right now he's driving our team, and it shows. We play hard, and he leads by example. What can you say? Quiet guy, but he's got a lot of respect, and you can see why. He's won two cups, and you can see why, you know. So, I mean, he's able to produce, and he's in the hard areas. Like, you look at the Buff goal, the Buff goes down, and he's right there. It makes a good play on the first goal, right at the beginning of the game. You know, it was a good play. I mean, I can't say enough about the job that he's doing right now.
Is it as simple as confidence for Pavlik right now,
and
him elevating his game?
Well, I think he's in a good groove. He knows this season that he's counted on. He knows that he's going to be relied upon, and he's going to play a heavy load. So I think that he's in a good place. He's got confidence, but you know what? Our team has confidence, and confidence is a funny thing. You can talk about it in a lot of different ways, but when you look at it, it's just something that the feeling that you're always going to continue to have success if you play the right way and with Pavlik, and he's in a good groove right now. I'm real happy with how he's playing. I mean, I was afraid to look at the shot that Kovalchuk took with 4 minutes or 5 minutes to play. I looked away thinking, oh, when he cut into the hash marks, I had to ask the staff, who stopped that? And it was Pavlik. So, I mean, he did that in Jersey, the same thing, and he made the save from there. That's not an easy stop. So, what can you say? The guy's playing superb.
There's been an absence and a void of energy from in the building when your recent home game closed. Can you talk about what it feels like to have that back in here tonight?
Well, it was good. It was good to have that here. They were going. We were trying hard to get them involved with our play, and I thought that was a little bit of a struggle for us. It was one of those games that we, you know, anticipated, but the energy was good, and you know, like people were doing the wave. I caught that. I don't usually notice those things, but you know, and so we scored early. It was just like, here we go. This was good, really good. It was good for us to be able to, you know, to reward the fans with a win at least. And you know, we've had some nights where it's been frustrating the way we've done stuff. So the energy for us is terrific. When we can give them a reason to cheer, they really help us. They certainly are the seventh player on the ice for us.
Did fatigue kick in there for a while, or wasn't that what it was? Second, early third.
I don't know if it's fatigue or what it is, but it's your long road trip, and you come home, and sometimes this is how you play. This is what it seems to be. You know, I've seen it before, but playing spurts, and so I don't know. I'm just happy we got the win. I'm not going to overanalyze it. Let's put it that way.
And then what sparked it after that? What sparked it against the Buffs rush?
Well, I think Buff decided that we're not going to go to overtime. You know, so I mean, did you see him skate? Looked like a stallion out there. You know, he was moving. You know, and it was a good play. It was a good play. I mean, you know.
Does it mean anything to beat last year's Cup finalists and essentially back-to-back games? Do you take anything away from that at all?
Not really. You know, I think we have respect for them. We know, you know, what they've done. you know, teams change year to year. We change, they change, we mature. You know, they change a little bit. They've lost, you know, some good players as well. So we're just happy we won the game. It's not never an easy opponent. They played us hard. Like, it was a difficult game. They make you play on the walls, and we played on the walls a lot. And we had some struggles. We couldn't get out of our zone with breakouts. We couldn't get up to the neutral zone very well, and they took away the middle of the ice. We kept going back, and it was a difficult game. They make you play that type of game. That's why their record is what it is. That's why they've been able to get to the final.
With 5 of 6 wins, you see some consistency in each game?
Well, the consistency I see, we've scored first. That's been one good thing. We've played the same way, so I can see the consistency in some of the way we're managing stuff. We got a little bit away from some of that stuff, especially the first half of the game. But we were continually trying to get it back, and it was a difficult task. But I think, you know, we were playing a 1-0 game, and we were okay. You know, our goalie was real good, but we were managing things pretty good. And I think that, to me, the acceptance of playing the game that's in front of you and not trying to push things when you've been on the road and you come home and let's impress the fans, I thought we kept things in pretty good perspective, and we managed the game quite a bit better than we would have 2 weeks ago. So I was happy with that.
Not to nitpick, but the 5-on-3s aren't your friend.
Well, no, we're not good enough. We never got a shot. We never, you know, we never hit the net. You know, we got work to do. So we have practice tomorrow, so we'll do that, because you don't get to do that very well, you know, very much. And, you know, you got to look at personnel, and you got to look at, you know, what you've got. Have you got the right people out there? You know, so no, they're not. It's not something that we're enjoying watching.
Couple more,
thanks, guys.
Good. Mm-hmm.